Federal Briefs, written by Sean McFarland, and read by an automated voice. Study: U.S. has caused $10 trillion worth of climate damage since 1990. The U.S. has caused $10 trillion in global damages between 1990 and 2020 through its greenhouse emissions, with a quarter of the damages inflicted upon itself, according to a study published in Nature. The study attempts to attach dollar amounts to loss and damage, a term used to account for the harm suffered by societies from rising temperatures. By being the largest carbon emitter in history, the U.S. has caused greater harm to worldwide economic growth than any other country, ahead of China, according to the findings of the paper. More, The Guardian. NRC seeks comments on Project Matador environmental review. Fermi America is working with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission on a pilot program to develop applicant-prepared environmental impact statement documentation, an approach the NRC says will help improve regulatory efficiency. This new approach, enabled by recent amendments to the National Environmental Policy Act, allows applicants under NRC oversight to develop a draft ICE. The change is expected to reduce review time by about 50%. Fermi America is the first private company to participate in the pilot. Fermi America is planning what it calls the world's largest energy-driven artificial intelligence complex, located in Amarillo, Texas. The hypergrid campus aims to integrate large-scale nuclear power plants, small modular reactors, and other power sources. More, World Nuclear News. Oil prices jump again. On March 30, Brent crude oil was trading at about $114 per barrel, up significantly from the prior week, when prices were around $100 or $105 per barrel. Gasoline prices have risen along with oil and are averaging about $3.99 per gallon in the U.S. More, The Hill,